This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Former child star Gary Coleman has died in a Utah hospital following a brain hemorrhage. He was 42. Coleman is best known for playing the fast-talking Arnold on the hit TV series Different Strokes. NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates reports.
With his tiny body and puckish sense of humor, young Gary Wayne Coleman hit the big time in 1978 when he and co-star Todd Bridges appeared on Different Strokes. They played orphaned brothers from Harlem who were adopted by their mother's wealthy, widowed employer.
You see me warming up out there?
I sure did, son. Hey, you really seem to be up for this game.
For a country traumatized by the racially stratified 60s, the happy multiracial family was welcome balm, and Different Strokes became a hit for several years. Coleman was its most popular character. This line appeared at least once in every show.
What you talking about?
Coleman's signature size was the legacy of a serious illness. By the time he was 5, he'd had 3 surgeries for a congenital kidney defect. The operations and medicines stunted his growth. Because his short height made him look younger than his 10 years, he was cast as 5-year-old Arnold Jackson in 1978 and became a celebrity. But Coleman was more than ready for the series to end in 1986. Todd Bridges told talk show host Wendy Williams Coleman was finished with every aspect of the show.
Gary Coleman today, everybody, and we've been seeing it in all the tabloids and on TV, he's a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
Are you close with him?
No, he won't talk to me at all right now. He's very, anything about Different Strokes, he wants nothing to do with it.
The mess Williams referred to was a string of legal problems and public embarrassments for Coleman. He sued his parents and manager in 1989 for misappropriating several $100,000 of his Different Strokes earnings. In 1999, he declared bankruptcy. He became a security guard to make ends meet and ended up in court after punching a bus driver who he says was harassing him for an autograph. He'd also been charged in a domestic violence incident last year. Coleman's financial problems were well enough known that he was tapped to shill for a loan company.
I love you, Cash Call. Cash wired right in my account. No one would lend me any money.
In 2003, he became one of 135 Californians seeking to replace Governor Gray Davis in a recall election. Here, candidate Coleman tells NPR's Mandalit Del Barco how he'd deal with the state's budget deficit if elected.
I would be absolutely ruthless. You know, I would find every person that, you know, if their job is just to answer the phone for somebody, that person would have to go. The first salary I'm going to cut is my own.
Coleman didn't win, but he did go on to do occasional film and TV work. Poor health continued to plague him, though. He'd had 2 kidney transplants in 10 years and underwent dialysis regularly and had heart surgery last year. On Wednesday, he fell and hit his head at home and was rushed to a local hospital. By Thursday, he'd been placed on life support. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.